20 former and current local Tory party chairmen will deliver a letter to Downing Street today opposing plans for gay marriage. Let's go live to Westminster. One of those signatories is Geoffrey Verrow, Conservative Constituency Party chairman for Surrey Heath. That is the seat held by the Education Secretary, Michael Gove. Good morning to you, Mr. Verrow.
Good morning.
At odds, then, with your MP on this issue. Why?
Yes, well, Michael and myself, we've had to agree to disagree on this matter. We feel that this wasn't in the mandate, it wasn't in the manifesto, and for some reason, Cameron and Gove are trying to push this thing through Parliament very, very quickly. It's a complex issue. Marriage has been around since time immemorial. It's considered by many and most people to be between a man and a woman for the procreation and bringing up of children. And within one parliament to push the whole thing through so quickly without the complexity of the matter being considered in detail, we think is not a wise thing to do. And I've been trying to persuade Michael that it's very dangerous to scratch the core beliefs of many people, and this is a matter which should be taken much more slowly and debated across the country. Of course, everybody's got their own entitlement.
Mr. Vero, what's the complexity of two people being in love?
Well, marriage, two people being in love is a wonderful thing. But marriage has always been considered to be between a man and a woman. It gives the protection to the woman to bring up children. It is an issue which, of course, divides people on the matter.
But many would say in a modern world, and especially a modern world where marriage itself has changed. I mean, it is not viewed now, is it, purely for the procreation of children. It's not viewed by a lot of people, I'd have to say, as something to protect women as they have children. We know so many mothers go out to work nowadays. It has changed. It's not that sort of golden image you seem to have in your mind, is it?
Well, it isn't. But, you know, since the Equality Act was introduced, we don't quite know what the implications of all of that. And, of course, society does progress and move. But I think it is sensible to take this thing rather more slowly. And this has happened very, very quickly. And I think we're being presented with a fait accompli. Everybody wants to be as accommodating as possible. But it's very obvious when you look at the bill just how complex it has been for the drafters on this matter.
And yet it's a fairly simple matter, isn't it, in many respects? Either you allow people to get married or you don't. I mean, there can be no compromise on that while still maintaining equality, can there?
Well, equality seems to be the 53rd card in the pack now. It trumps absolutely everything. Now, this is a very new issue. I think we need to take much longer time to consider what the implications of the Equality Act will be. And I think everybody's entitled to their own opinion on this. Many people are for gay marriage, but a lot of people are against it. And just because one person has a different opinion on the matter, that doesn't mean that their views are invalid.
We all skirt around the issues in this, and understandably so to a degree, because a lot of people at least don't want to cause offence to either side in this argument. But because we're going to be talking to a gay couple in just a moment, so we can balance this out. We've got time to do that. But is there a chance then in this? I mean, are you saying, in your view at least, do you think that gay people, gay men or lesbians in this country, do have a second-class status?
No, I don't believe they have a second-class status. We're very much in favour of civil partnerships. We, I think, as a country, are much more liberal than we were 20 or 30 years ago. But this issue of marriage goes back to time immemorial, and it has always been considered to be between a man and a woman. Now, other people think that marriage can be between two lesbians or two gays, and they're totally entitled to that view and everything else. But it's not the view of everybody. And therefore, as I've said with Michael Gove, we have to agree to disagree on the matter.
What is the difference between a civil partnership and a marriage, then, in your view? I mean, they are, you know, perilously close, aren't they, in many respects?
Well, that is the consideration of many people. And I think when it was discussed and debated in Parliament 7 years ago, it was considered that civil partnership gave all the rights and entitlements to the gay community that they were seeking. And my understanding was that the Lords were very happy to pass this legislation, but certainly had very serious reservations if it should lead to marriage. And suddenly, within the very short period, we've gone to legislate for marriage. And my advice to Michael is take this thing a lot more slowly. It does have anthropological and many other complex issues, which the trump card of equality is only one aspect of what is, in many people's view, and certainly older people's view, who perhaps have a broader view on life itself. They're entitled to their view, and it is complex, and we don't think it should be rushed.
Let's try and get to the crux of it, though. I mean, can I ask you, Mr. Vera, are you a heterosexual?
Yes, I'm married and I've got three children and they're married.
So why then should you and your children, as heterosexuals as you say, why should you be allowed to get married? Why should you, in fact, be allowed to get divorced and get remarried if you should so choose? But two men or two women cannot. What is the fundamental problem that you have?
I don't think it's a fundamental. It's just a core belief. And everybody is entitled to their own core beliefs.
But a belief based on what? Because I'm struggling to see what that belief is if it's not a prejudice.
Well, I find this element of the debate, when people are called prejudiced, quite offensive, because I think everybody's entitled to their own opinion. You know, we've been brought up, you get married. Most people get married within church. The church service, which is a very beautiful service, talks about the purpose of marriage being between a man and a woman for their whole life and for the bringing up and nurturing of children. Now, people can argue differently to that, but that has been the traditional view of marriage, and many people view that civil partnerships provide all the legislative protections and benefits that the gay community to date have been wishing and demanding, and which everybody feels very comfortable with. So it's an issue which, regretfully, you know, one does sometimes have to just agree to disagree on.
But do you understand why gay men and lesbians who are perhaps already in a civil partnership feel that they are still being denied something because they don't have a marriage, and that that can feel as if they are second class?
Well, of course, people are entitled to their own views, and that's a sincerely held view between them. And it's an issue which we just have to disagree over, I'm afraid.
Geoffrey Vera, we appreciate your frankness. Thanks very much indeed.
OK, pleasure being on your programme. Thank you very much.